oh God, let me hit this button. And I go back over here. Boys and girls, this is why we're not allowed to play with each other. He's bad. 60, bad, bad, 59. Bad, bad.
This is a
bad
countdown.
He's a bad influence. I was such a good kid.
I was such a nice guy till I met this Slade guy.
I was just out of thinking about me going to seminary, and then I met this guy.
I was an altar boy, and he just a torch boy, and
he
just
condemned me to the four walls of the 80s.
Right now, he wanted to show me where the devil is. 35. Yeah. Come on over to my house. We have a good time.
29.
You know what a rocket launcher is?
25. Show. 23. 22. Continue 21. With the count to the Slade Mason Show. 18. 17. Stand by. 16. We are not delivering the count.
And the fire comes from here.
11. Yes.
Look at that squoil.
To the Slade
I don't think
Mason
there's nothing
show.
Left.
6. 5. 4. 3.
Oh, boy.
2,
we're in board
1.
Now. Because he's done counting.
Now broadcasting from the Dan Mason Studios, deep in the heart of Virginia.
Just like a radio station.
It's the Slade and Mason Show.
I'm not listening to you, Dan.
Quack, 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 quack.
I have a new story. Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Well, good morning, Mr. Slade. Good morning, good morning. Mr. Haney, please put that down. Okay. This
hey,
is...
Man.
Mr. Douglas. Okay. This is the Slade and Mason Show. It's all about
I love
you
when he does Mr. Haney.
It's like a radio program.
It's nothing like any radio show you've ever heard. I can do that too, man.
Where we share with you news stories and things we see throughout the week. Oh, I've got a pile for you guys. It is our take on it.
Pile.
I've had it, but I took a cream for it. So let's see. Now, we're all just basically saying the things that you're thinking about, but you'd never hear in the radio. We're just trying to have a little bit of fun. Please don't take it all too seriously. Just enjoy. All the music you're listening to is brought to you by Dana Music. Dana Music because, well, we got in there before he changed the rules. But anyway, there's a
we're
picture.
We're cheap and we're not going to pay for it.
That's right. So thank you, Dano, for the music. There's a link in the description. Also, don't forget to check out that picture from 2016 on Instagram. There's a picture from 2002 on Twitter, which is now X. And I believe JD posted some pictures on Facebook.
I did. I finally
did.
I got
here
it
in 2024. Let me go. So let's see. It's another. That's
we can't
face
find any of the other pictures.
Book,
so it's like this one I knew I could keep a copy of.
2004. Wait. It's not. It's Meta now. Let me cross.
Oh, that's right. Meta. You know, there's X and Meta and
all right,
Max.
There we go.
Know.
I got fresh notes here. All right. Now, as always, please tell your friends, neighbors, people.
Anybody like, you don't like.
Yeah, anybody you don't like. Like you're standing in line in the grocery store, you know, at Wally World, and, you know, you're putting down your eggs and you put down the watermelon, and then the guy puts the eggs in and he puts the watermelon on top of the eggs, and you hear, and you go,
oh, and that's all under your loaf of bread.
That's right. And you say, excuse me, sir, you do know I listen to the Slade Mason Show. And they will take the watermelon out. They'll get you some fresh eggs, get you some butter. They'll apologize for that. But as always, we're brought to you by Icy Something, Icy Treats. We'll talk about that at the break. Reluctant.
Before you ask me that question, I have a story I got to tell you.
All right, who
quick.
Died?
All right, this week there was an anniversary, okay?
There are always anniversaries.
In 2007, there was a company that wanted to acquire the rights to someone's song so they could use it for their commercials.
Okay.
I'll tell you the artist. I'll bet you can't guess what the title is until I tell you the product. The artist was Johnny Cash.
Ring of Fire. Yeah, no. Yeah, he said no.
No, he didn't say no. His family said no because he was already like gone. But it's like, you know, think of it. Yeah. Preparation H wanted to use Ring of Fire as the jingle.
No. No. The answer is no. No. All right.
You know, here's the weird thing about it, though. It's like, I mean, you know, I run all kinds of commercials on my radio show. And there's this one commercial with Sherry Shepherd where she says, she starts out the commercial with, you know, people say it's not nice to talk about going to the bathroom. So we decided to sing about it. Oh, baby. Da, 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 da. Oh, I mean, it's awful.
Oh, my gosh. All right. That's it for the bathroom right. humor, boys and girls. That's it. That's it. Are you done?
We are going to hell in that handbasket, man. All right.
We'll talk about our piles later. Now, Mr. Slade.
Aren't you a twinkie one, Mr. Mason?
Mr. Slade.
Yeah.
Mr. Slade, would you by chance have for us a Sunday morning observation?
SMO, as you call it. Interesting that you should bring this up.
Yes.
You know, again, buckle up, me loves, because it's time for another rant of epic proportions.
Now, is this a rant or an observation?
Little column A, little column B.
Okay. I love Chinese
Spring
food. Go.
Is supposedly just around the corner, but let's be honest, it's still wearing a parka and hiding behind a snowdrift. Meanwhile, the only thing blooming are the potholes on our roads, thanks to the weather's indecisiveness. Mm-hmm. And speaking of blooming, have you seen the price of tulips? They're basically the diamonds of the floral world, except that they wilt faster than your New Year's resolutions.
Didn't that happen in 1430?
Hey, you know, at least they're not as depressing as your bank account after Uncle Sam comes knocking with his tax forms.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to go off the script here a second because, like I say, you know, last year I have a set of tulips that come up every year in my house. And last year, they started coming up, and they were looking really beautiful. And like it was on a Saturday night, we got this really shocking cold streak in, and it killed them all.
Nice.
Well, this week, I have noticed that I have some daffodils that are blooming in my little bed, which means that the tulips are on their way. I just hope that we stay warm enough so not to have these rotten things in front of my house looking like really depressing flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of taxes.
Sorry, it was 1634, but go ahead.
Speaking of taxes, did you know that the average American spends more time filing taxes than they do learning a new skill or curing world hunger?
We
could solve all of our problems if we just streamline the tax code into a haiku. Earnings flow in, IRS takes chunk, weep silently.
Postcard.
But wait, there's more. Did you know that the population of the Earth is about 8 billion people, and yet only a handful can successfully fold a fitted sheet? It's like
that's
we're
me.
All we're all collectively saying, screw it, the bed is lava. And on the topic of things that screw us over, have you seen gas prices lately?
Mm.
It's like they're playing a game of pin the tail on the recession with our wallets. And don't even get me started on daylight savings time. That animal hour shift. Oh, my God. It's the biggest lie since this diet pill will melt fat while you sleep. We lose an hour of sleep, gain an hour of confusion, and the only ones who benefit are the coffee companies and confused squirrels.
Yeah.
But, hey, amidst all this chaos, there are some fun facts to brighten your day. Mm. Did you know that the population of the Earth is also home to an estimated 400 quintillion insects? That's right. For every human, there are about 5 billion creepy crawlies just waiting to judge your lack of spring cleaning.
Ew. Thanks.
And on a slightly less horrifying note, did you know that the world's oldest piece of chewing gum is from 9,000 years ago? So next time you feel like complaining about your dentist bill, remember, at least you're not stuck with tar for 9 millennia.
That's right. That's right.
So there you have it, folks. It's a rant that covered everything from spring's questionable arrival to the existential dread of taxes and the bizarre world we inhabit. But hey, at least we can all laugh at the absurdity of it all, right? Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to go fold a fitted sheet while simultaneously calculating my tax deductions and dodging rogue insects. Wish me luck.
Good luck. I actually know how to fold a fitted sheet. My mom taught me.
I know. And my mom tried to teach me. It's like, you know, again, I don't get it.
Put your hands out through here and you extend your arms and you put the two together and you fold it and you fold it over like that and you make a sandwich in there and then you fold it over again. It's so easy.
It sounded like, you know, I remember my dad trying to teach me to tie my shoes. It's like, oh man, I spent all afternoon crying and whining.
Get out of here, kid.
Because all the time I would always be running around and my shoelaces would be untied. Mm. And it's like my dad would start that, boy, you're going to fall on your damn head. And then it's like he got tired of saying it. So it's like this one day he said, boy, you're going to learn to tie your shoes or you ain't never coming out again. I tried the little, you know, the little make the loops and then just sort of tuck them so they look like they were tied.
Yeah, well done. It's beautiful. Don't you love it? It's a pretty picture. I did it myself.
And then as soon as I shook my foot, the laces came loose and such, you know, it's like, yeah, okay. Well, you know, again, I had an awful childhood. I really did.
We all did. Now, you did finally figure out how to tie them, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And then I started wearing loafers.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
All right.
They've got this damn new shoe that you don't even have to tie. Mm. You just put your feet in them. I mean, how lazy can you be?
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Oh, by the way, tulip prices. 1634. They were about, I don't know, like maybe a buck.
In 1634?
Yeah, a dollar, using today's money, like a dollar. And then it went up to like $3 in 36. And then towards the end of 36, it crept up to like $5, $6, $7, $8. Then it went up. Then it was like first of the year, it went up to like $12, and then it went up to like $15 like a couple months later, and then 1637 $58 for each tulip, and people were scrambling to buy them because they were like, oh my gosh, if I don't get in on this, I'm gonna lose out everything. People would like sell their houses, they dump all their money, and they buy into like this whole thing. It's like so then this guy came out and he says, no, this is the new thing. This is just, it's crypto. I didn't mean crypto. Yeah, I didn't mean crypto. Sorry, that was a Freudian slip here. Crypto. Yeah. No. So yeah, that was a hot mess, and then they dropped all the way back down to a dollar inside of like a month and a half. You couldn't give a tulip away. So
and now, how much do they cost?
Like a buck a piece. Okay, now, you can get like a bag of like 150 for like, I don't know. I mean, they come as bulbs. They come as mini bulbs. They look like little tiny. What do you call those little white onions? They look like a teeny tiny little white onion because it's the same family. And basically you put it in the bulb and you get this little tiny sprout like for 4 or 5 years. And then after about 5, 6, 7, 8 years, that's when you start to get the actual flowering. But you can get a bag of those for like, I don't know, $20. You get a couple hundred. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Like I say, you know, I mean, I look forward to every year my tulips coming up because it really makes the front of my house look just really very festive. Uh-huh. And last year, like I said, we had this, it was all good to go. I mean, so it's like, you know, again, all of a sudden it was like, oh, here it came, this big frost. When I came outside the next morning, there were little black stems where there used to be tulips. And it was heartbreaking. Okay. It was absolutely heartbreaking.
Well, I just want to let you know I'm not buying your tulips. Okay.
Oh no! Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute.
What? Tiny Tim. Poor Tiny. He's dead now.
Oh my God. I forgot. I forgot how bad that really was.
Yeah, it is pretty bad. Speaking of bad, I got more bad news, boys and girls.
Oh my God, it is the report that I start to look forward to every week, right around Thursday.
Okay, so last week we reported a product called Sora. Sora is essentially where you go into the GPT chat and you say, I would like an image of Neanderthals, and I want them to be hanging out around a monolith, and I want the sunrise to come in the background, and I'd like to see the shore coming on board. I'd like to have a couple of them be a little agitated as the monolith appears, and have them walk up to the monolith and touch the monolith, and maybe rub their hands on it, and then maybe one of them gets a lame brain idea and starts you know, picking up a heavy hammer of wood of a bone and starts whanging it on the floor, and then starts beating up another Neanderthal, and the next thing you know, Soro kicks out this entire perfect video. Well, as it turns out, Tyler Perry was all ready to spend $800 million on designing a studio for production. Took one look at Sora and canceled every single one of his contracts. He says, there's abso-flippin-lutely no reason for me to put one plug nickel into doing something like that, where I can just type a couple words on a keyboard and have the whole thing kick out in just seconds. So he says, I hate to break it to you, but a boatload of jobs are going to disappear overnight. Now
listen, of course, you know, I told you, I happen to work for someone who fears just such a thing. Mm-hmm. Me, I have no fear.
Yeah.
Like I said, If we can make a J.D. Slade clone that is as good as I am and can continue to be as good as I am for the next 50 years, more power to it, man.
Yes, yes. So apparently, GPT chat this past week, apparently there was it freaked out, basically. It went, as they would say, insane. Like, you'd ask it a question and it said, I'm sorry, why are you asking me these questions? I go, what? You know, like, what happened here? And GPT, so it's like, let's see. Okay. It was just
AI.
Complete gibberish was coming out. Or sometimes it would respond like in German. Or it would just, I don't know, it would just give out German. One guy said, I'm sorry, are you having a stroke? To the GPT chat, and the chat's like, oh no, I'm sorry. You know, the ethereal world is where it is these days, and sometimes answers aren't what you want them to be. It just went on this long ramble. So, I don't know, Tyler, maybe you might want to still invest a little money in the studio, because I don't know if AI is going to hold its you know what together pretty well.
I got to tell you, man, we've already humanized AI. It's like we've let it get ahead of us. Now it's going to start having breakdowns. And I mean, come on, give me a break.
Oh, my gosh.
That's all I need. Artificially, to have a breakdown.
Yes. What is a computer? It does this as the good work of the web of art of the country, a mouse of science, in easy draw of a few sad. And finally, the global house of art, just in one job in the total rest. The development of such an entire reel that land of time is the development of the computer is a complex character. That was the answer when you asked past Tuesday. So they reached out to OpenAI and they said, we're going to fix that.
Meanwhile, AI said, no, you're not.
Yeah. I mean, that was great. So, yeah, AI's had like a small aneurysm, and they're going to be fixing that. But don't worry. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Don't worry.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here. What? Oh, my gosh. What was that? The Naked Gun where the fireworks are going off in the background? He goes, all right, I'm going to go home. There's nothing to see here.
Hey, Dano.
What?
You know, speaking of science, it's like, you know, you're probably in science hog heaven, man. It's like, you know, again, here we've sent another vehicle, and it has landed on the moon.
Yes.
Kind of crooked. But it
I had my notes here. Odysseus. Odysseus, moonlander. Yeah, I was going to talk about that. So a month ago, Japan landed their moon orbiter, if you will, and it landed on its head. Feet sticking up, straight up, like it was a dead dog or something like that. And they were like, you know, it's very hard to land on the moon. Yeah, it is very hard because you got these moving targets going on the whole deal. Now Odysseus would have been a perfect landing, except for the fact that as NASA was loading the lander, turns out, whoops. I wonder if they need that part. Anyway, whatever. Hey, it's okay, Marge. No, what they did was there was a feature for LIDAR. It's like radar, but you use light and you kind of map out the image in front of you. And you can find out where you are, and it was going to be like, this is the best way to figure out exactly how to land. It's going to do like some scanning and figure it out. Well, I don't know if you ever seen these things. This is, you know, pull ribbon before launch. You ever see those things on like on, you know, regular airplanes with it?
I am not a nerd. So okay. No.
Anyway, so they usually have these like safety pins. You pull the safety pins out before you launch a rocket or something like that. Well, turns out that NASA left that big, huge red thing in the off position. So as it got closer to the moon, they were like, hey, let's flip this switch on for LIDAR. And they were like, oh, dude, you know, I forgot I was supposed to like, I had like a sandwich, you know, there was like mayonnaise coming out and I was running late. So when I got back, it was gone. So my bad. So they had to quickly reconfigure. They couldn't use the system they were going to use. So in 3 hours, these guys rewrote code that would use optics to figure out how they're going to land. So this was the best they could do. They got it on its side. So we're getting closer.
Now, here's the other thing. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, they've got these solar transmitters.
Yeah. Yes.
And of course, you want to send all these nice pictures, but you're on the dark side of the moon.
Yes.
So you're not really going to see very much. Unlike that Neil Armstrong film, you know, again. And here's the thing. It's going to send back information for the next 10 to 14 days, and then it's going to die.
Yeah, because it needs sunlight. Now it has to wait for the moon to rotate into the sun's orbit, and we don't know. And it's on the solar. It's a hot mess right now. It's a hot mess. So
Here was the thing. I watched the press conference. I watched the press conferences. They were saying, oh, how glad they were that they were successful and blah, 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 blah. And they didn't let anybody know that the mission was mucked up until the end of it where, well, we did have one little thing where it's like, of course, the lander got caught and it's now on its side.
Mm-hmm. It's stuck on the edge of a rock or something like that.
So. Yeah. I mean, I'm like, okay. So now here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
The company that, of course, made this experimental ship said, oh, yeah, we're going to hope to get humans on there and probably be landing on the moon by the end of the decade.
I'm not going next. Nope, 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 nope. Not going to go. Sir. No, 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 no.
Mikey hates everything.
No, 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 not going to do it.
Look, we can't even, you can't even dispense soda properly. There was a vending machine. The college students, this is crazy. They went up to the soda machine and it said it had like it was a soda machine. It had snacks, M&Ms, things like that. And it had like this error message. And of course, being a geek, these kids took down the error message and they Googled it and they found out that what happens is as you're walking past the snack machine, it is scanning your face and profiling you and then putting up ads based upon the anticipation of what you want to drink or eat. So, yeah. So now these kids are all covering up the cameras on these machines. And oh no, we're not in violation of any rules. We have So that's.
I gotta tell you, man. It's it's just.
You can't even buy a snack without a computer looking at you and going.
Looking at you saying, "Look at that fat."
Here's some whole wheat crackers for you.
All right, and now I got one more thing because I know you're gonna push that damn button in a second.
I know.
All right. You are a movie fan. You like going to the movies.
I do, on occasion, yes.
Okay. Well, okay, there's a new study that's come out by the online casino Betway reveals that movie theater seats and cup holders contain more bacteria than the average toilet seat.
Lovely. I'll bring wipes.
Now, researchers swabbed hundreds of theaters and discovered various molds, bacteria, and other fungal growths. They tested several toilet seats before concluding that the theater seats contained more germs than the toilet seats.
Ew.
Scientists are urging moviegoers to practice good basic hygiene to minimize the risk.
Wipe your seat before you sit down. Come on. Wipe your seat there. Come on.
Wipe your butt. Before you sit down.
Oh my gosh, that is just wrong.
And there's your fun thought for the day, and you'll never be able to unsee that.
All right. Well, there's this one story I'm trying to find before we go to the break. There we go. All right. No, this came out of, let's see, Washington. Why do they give it I hate this when they do that. Hold on. Dump, 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 ba da ba da ba da. Nope. I will have to search it and find out. I had the actual story, but apparently someone turned it into a video. That's another thing. I want to gripe a little bit. Now it's my turn to gripe. Look, if you want to,
here's a message from Dan Mason.
Thank you. All right. Here's the deal. You're a news agency. News is reported in a native language. Okay. In our case, it is English. And that's how you should relay it. Speak the words, great. Do a video, that's great. But I want to see it in text format. I don't want to have to sit through, 2 minutes of commercials and then go through this video just to find out what the story is. Just tell the story, okay?
Dan.
What?
Dan.
What?
That's called a newspaper.
Oh.
Hit the button, Brady. I've stumped it.
Where are they at, man? Newspaper.
Thank goodness for this break. Sadly, however, we will return to the Slade and Mason show.
Newspaper. It's tingly in my tongue.
Yeah. You spent all that black ink on your fingers. I pay a dollar for those things now.
France by Louis Blanc. Motion. Today in history, February 25th, 1848. The provisional government in revolutionary France by Louis Blanc motions and guarantees workers' rights, which includes a bottle of red wine and a long piece of bread. 1856, a peace conference opened up in Paris after the Crimean War.
Must have worked. You ever heard of the Crimean War going on? 1866. Miners in Calaveras County, California discover what is now known as the Calaveras Skull. How original. Human remains that supposedly indicated that man, mastodon, and elephants coexisted. That's disgusting. 1919, Oregon places a 1 cent tax on gasoline. First in the U.S. states to do that. Electric Nissan Leaf owner said, that's fine. 1928, the Federal Radio Commission issues Charles Jenkins Laboratories of Washington, D.C. the very first television license. 10 minutes later, Gilligan's Island was aired. 1951, Pan American Games are held in Buenos Aires, Argentina. How they picked up those airplanes and threw them, I'll never know. And finally, 1964, it was an amazing fight between Muhammad Ali and Sonny Liston. Ali won the fight. Why the fight broke out in the first place? Still under investigation. I'm Dan Mason, and that's February 25th.
When you're out on the road and you want something good to eat, and you don't want to waste no goddamn time, you want some food fast, tasty, cheap, come on down to Brimley's, where we only got 5 things. We got soda pop, we don't even got no diet, so don't even f***ing ask. We got the best goddamn chicken sandwich you ever had, and we got a cheeseburger that's second to none. That leaves us with 2 more items for our menu. Cause remember, we only got 5 things. That leaves us with French fries. Crispy, delicious, moist on the inside, and lots of goddamn salt. What could that fucking 5th item be? How about the best goddamn macaroni and cheese you ever fucking put in your mouth? That's right. Ripley's only got 5 things. Soda, chicken sandwich, a cheeseburger, French fries, mac and cheese. And don't ask us for a goddamn salad. And don't ask for a diet soda. And if you don't like the cheese, we'll f***ing peel it off, because we ain't doing no special orders. They's all getting cheese on them. And if you want condiments, we got ketchup, mayonnaise, mustard, relish, and diced onions. Help your himself, because we're not here to serve you. We're here to serve you.
Come down to Brimley's. Brimley's. Really good food.
Damn good food.
Now available in 15 great locations.
Ballroom in New York City.
Get out of here! Sorry about that, gang. But now we must return you to the Slade and Mason Show.
Oh, that was a very peppy tune there, Kano.
Thank you.
I like that one, man. Yes,
that
sir.
Was good. That was a goodly one.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
All right. Well, we just listened to Clam Chowder by Vaughn Monroe and his orchestra, ladies and gentlemen. That was in commemoration of today being National Clam Chowder Day. Very good. Mr. Slade's got it all figured out. It was either that or National Vaughn Monroe Day. Huh?
You're saying it, when I think about Clam Chowder, I think about that very famous Three Stooges bit. You know, where Curly's got the chowder and it's like, and he's got the, there's a clam in it and it's like,
it keeps spitting at him. Meanwhile, we just lost all the women and listening in. So I don't think that's very funny. I don't think that's very funny.
Slapping and poking in the eyes thing.
All right. Now, before I do my advertiser, I wanted to revisit what I was talking about. So this woman decided, wouldn't it be nice to name their new grandchild after their grandparents, after the grandparents. They wanted to name, well, they couldn't, you know, Harvey was one. Charlotte was the other, but so she put them two together. Harlot. This portion of the Slade Mason Show is brought to you by Icy Southern Icy Treats. And what is that? Well, in about 2 months, you're going to find, less than 2 months, you're going to find out. It is my buddy Sheila with her husband Al. They have a big red truck. Go away. Okay. They have a big red truck. What? Are you with me? Did you lose it? All right. So,
you're a harlot, man. Harlot.
only in America. All right. So, oh my gosh. All right. So, big red truck. What it's all about is it is not a food truck in the common sense. It's a food truck where you see like a stove type pipe coming up out of top and greasy blue smokes coming out. It's nothing like that. Nope. It's very.
It is a miraculous taste that comes.
It is
from
unbelievable. Skin. What they've done is they have secured two very large ice slicing. I guess slicing is the right word. Shaving is the more appropriate word. But it's like you're taking like microscopic thin layers of the ice and then it falls down into like a snowfall, and it comes down into a goblet, and then they go ahead and they pack it down into a nice little, like an inverted snowball shape, and then they put all these different flavorings on it, and oh man, it's so hard to explain.
It gets to tell you, because like I say, when you usually get icy treats, it's usually that crunchy icy when you get it in your mouth, and it's like, and sometimes cuts your gums and such.
Right.
This
is
smooth as silk.
Yeah, it is just amazing. And it's Icy Something Icy Treats. It's really pretty neat. If you have like a, I don't know, maybe your kid's got a birthday party, you have a relative coming back home or something like that, someone who's gone from, you know, from your eyeballs for a long time, then they're back again. Have a little celebration. Great. Give them a call, 804-617-8827. They'll show up in the red truck.
Don't wait.
Yeah, don't wait. She is booking up already. I already know that to be true. So, really important to give them a call. Again, 804-617-8827. Again, 804-617-8827. If you are looking for a really special treat, something super tasty, give them a call at Icy Something Icy Treats. They're also available on the internet. They're at www.iceysomethin.
Leave off the G, for goodness sake.
Icey.com. They're available on Instagram, Facebook, which is now...
Facebook is Meta.
Meta. Okay. Or wherever. It's still Facebook. You can go to Facebook. Give them a call. You will not be disappointed. Again, 804-617-8827. 804-617-8827. 804-617-8827. 804-617-8827.
And me and Sheila will be glad you did.
804-617-8827. 804-617-8827. Oh, my gosh. So,
Mr. Slade, you.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk to someone else. Okay, go ahead.
Over there, you. Right there, you.
Yeah, I guess.
The one with the Elmer J. Fudd hat on.
I'm hunting rabbits.
and the Urkel glasses. Now.
Did I do that?
Oh, my gosh. Stop it. All right. You remember back in 1979, 80, there was this new invention. It was
I can't remember yesterday, man. You're talking about 40 years ago?
It was a 5 1/4 inch piece of plastic with aluminum on the inside.
Five and a half.
Okay. It had a hole in there, and you'd put it into a drawer, and it would play upwards of 67 minutes worth of music.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember that?
It's the world of cassette.
No, radio. Not cassette. CDs.
Oh.
The round one.
Well, wait a minute now. Let me see. Because the first time I heard a CD was, I think it was in 1980.
Yes. Yeah. The first came out, they were around 79, but it was around 80, 86, I guess, was when they first really, really hit the ground running. It was one of the fastest adopted formats ever.
Well, ever. Here's the thing about it. You know, again, like I say, when I heard this in 1980, mm-hmm. it was really limited to classical music.
Correct.
Because they had all that nice quiet. And it's like, so I'm listening to this and you can actually hear.
I know. Yeah. It's like, you're there. You're there. Now, you could get about, that's about, 670. So you get about 700 megabytes, which is like 700 floppy disk drives, 650 floppy disk drives. Okay. The little 3-inch disks.
Yeah, right. Those little screen in the butt things. Yeah.
Okay. And then we came up with the DVD format. Okay. And then you got like 4.5 gigabytes. Okay. Then Blu-ray came out.
And see, I got left off at Blu-ray. I was done at DVDs.
Yeah. So Blu-ray is, I think it's like 20 or 30 gigabytes of storage. I mean, you can really pack a lot of information into that little 5-inch round disc. Well, apparently scientists are just bored as tears, so they have come up with the petabyte DVD.
All right, now hold on.
Mm-hmm.
See, because like I say, let's go back to the old VCRs.
Okay.
Where you had that SP, LP, SLP. Mm-hmm. And of course, with the SLP, you could get 6 hours of recording time.
Uh-huh.
Of course, a month after you've done that, it will stretch all to all hell, so you won't really be able to watch it anymore.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So this petabyte.
Yeah.
Is this the same thing? Same process?
Oh, no. This is demonstrously larger. All right.
Oh, this is some of your petabyte.
It is equivalent to 2 to the 50th power of bytes. There are 1,024 terabytes in a petabyte. It is unbelievably huge. Like you'd have to have a stack like I don't know, 15 feet tall music of DVDs and videos and Blu-ray. So apparently what they're going to do now is because
life on this one disc.
Yeah, 100,000, million, billion, trillion, quadrillion. So one petabyte is it's a lot. It's a lot. Like we generate a petabyte of information on the planet like every 5 minutes or something ridiculous. It's a lot. It's a lot. Apparently they have figured out how to make a petabyte storage CD-ROM style disc DVD. Now, you and I are not going to have a need for this.
$5,000, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter. But here's what they're going to be doing. So right now, all storage is done on like flash drives, memory. Okay. So like when you're on the internet, it's on rotating disks, it's on memory chips, things of that nature. But if you put it on a system like this, what they've done is they've sandwiched it. There are like 100 or so different, like hundreds of different layers in the disk, and they read each layer independently. So be afraid. Be afraid.
Oh, no. No, you shut up, it's man. Gonna be great. I don't even want to hear this, because when I was sounding that like 8 months ago, you go, oh, no, I love it, man.
It's all good. It's all good.
Hey, yeah, now you're saying be afraid. Yeah. Uh-huh. The sky is falling. I'm Chicken Little.
You're Chicken Little. Maybe it's time to eat.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are the fattest nation in the world. Why? And hearing that we now have 8 billion people on a planet that can only sustain 5 billion.
Soylent Green's coming up. It's delicious.
Before that, the food industry is going to find a way to kill us so that we can go ahead and repopulate the earth with some great, great brown. The sun says Ozzy has released an Irish cream that tastes like a Cadbury cream egg. Ballycastle's chocolate cream has hints of chocolate and vanilla. You notice it's hints. And available for a limited time. It costs less than $9.
Jeez.
All right. Mail Business News says Baskin Robbins is partnering with ChatGPT to create a new ice cream flavors. The two companies hope to create a new offering every month.
Mm.
Yeah, here we go. Mechanical wheels. Oh, yeah. I love that flavor.
Sprockets and cream.
says Uber Eats is launching robot deliveries. The autonomous robots will start delivering Eat orders on the streets of Tokyo next month. They use AI and computer vision tech to navigate sidewalks. Obviously, they have not paid any attention to all that driving, self-driving cars in this country.
Here is your sprockets and cream. Please enjoy. That will be $22.50.
I didn't order this.
Warning, you're about to be destroyed.
Brought to you by Hot Girl Pizza.
Totally the Bomb says Hidden Valley has released a cheese-flavored ranch dressing.
What is it with Hidden Valley? They are like, they're trying to like, maybe they're trying to make themselves into a candy or something. They are just, every week it's like something new that they're doing to me.
Yahoo News says chocolate chip ice cream sales are plummeting. They've dropped by 22% since 2018.
Mm-hmm.
New York Times cites changing taste and a multitude of flavors as possible reasons. Maybe because you just don't like it.
Yeah, that plus that delicious sprockets and cream brought to you by Baskin Robbins. Baskin Robbins. Good.
CNN says Starbucks in China is selling a pork flavored coffee. Oh my gosh. Sometimes I need battle pay for this.
Can I have some Hidden Valley Ranch on top of that, please?
Listen, they're selling a pork-flavored coffee to mark the Lunar New Year. The Abundant Year Savory Latte is made with braised pork sauce, espresso, and steamed milk.
God.
The 9:45 drink has a dark red sauce on top, along with a pork skewer.
Jeez Louise.
Starbucks says eating meat means prosperity in the coming year. Oh my God, really? Okay. And finally, no, I guess not. I got a couple of items here. McDonald's is launching beauty products. Just because you can look like Ronald.
See, that's next for Hidden Valley.
The Daily Mail says that McDonald's has teamed up with Nails Inc. to create a line of beauty products.
Why?
The collection includes red and yellow nail polish, French fry and stickers, and a Big Mac themed burger brown shade. Oh my God.
Oh girl, I love that blouse. Yeah, I got it there. I was there. I was only there for 2 weeks. I got to keep it.
The set is available online at $8.99 and it'll be sold at Target beginning on March 3rd.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da.
Loving it. Pledge.com says avocado coffee is trending on TikTok.
Oh,
people
no.
are putting giant scoops of avocado in their morning java. The drink is replacing avocado toast. Something else I did not try. USA Today says KFC has unveiled the Cheesa.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken fillets with marinara sauce, mozzarella cheese, and pepperoni toppings. The Cheesa first appeared in the Philippines in 2015 and is making its U.S. debut. Maybe it should have waited a little longer.
Yeah.
All right. Yar Barker says Dr. Pepper flavored Peeps have hit store shelves at Walmart, Target, and other stores. This is the second year in a row for the candy. Okay. And this is the last one. McDonald's Shamrock Shake turning toilets green. No. Distractify says America's toilets are turning green because of the McDonald's Shamrock Shake. People are posting TikTok videos and pictures of their green toilets after they pass the shake. Other people are passing pictures of themselves with a green shamrock shake mustache. I don't care about the mustache. I don't really need to see what goes into your toilet. But there's another reason why we are the fattest nation in the world.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. That's disgusting. I can't.
Hidden Valley. Oh, God.
Oh. Yeah. New sprockets and cream. We should come up. I'll come. All right. So that'll be my new. Okay. I'll say all about Carmine on that. Let's see what I can do.
Listen, that's an item that, you know, Brimley's might want to think about considering.
Oh. I have to tell you, this is a true story. True story. I was chit-chatting with a customer that I work with my regular job, and she said, well, we were trying to find out a little bit more about her business, and she says, a small little restaurant. Oh, a small restaurant. Yeah, we only have 7 things on the menu.
And if you don't like these, don't let them peel it off.
And I told her, I said, you know, I do a podcast. She laughed so hard. She goes, yeah, I mean, there's just no time. Why do you have 1,000 things on your menu? That's ridiculous. So, oh, my gosh.
I can just hear what she said. We've only got 7 things on the menu. I can just see your eyes rolling back in your head.
She says, it's not a really difficult business. We just have 7 items on the menu. Oh, gosh, that's great.
Hey, did you guess the name Brimley's?
We talked about it. Oh, all right. God. Now, couple things I want to bring to your attention. Okay. If you're driving and you need to get to the other side of the block, don't drive through the cemetery. People are stupid. Also, if you have a Cybertruck, how much did you pay for the? What does a Cybertruck go for? Let's see.
What is a Cybertruck?
What is a Cybertruck? Cybertruck is something that Elon Musk put together. It's a truck that's cybery. Have you not heard of this thing?
I'm afraid I'm at a loss at this. Right, I've been following too much real news.
Okay. So a Cybertruck is, it's, so first off, you know, he does all these rockets he's built, and it's a special grade of steel that they use on the outside of the rockets. It's extremely strong. You can't damage it, bend it, break it. As a matter of fact, to make a fold, just that, you have to put it on a press and like, you know, bend the edges to make a fold. I'm surprised you haven't seen this, but go take a look at the Cybertruck built by Elon Musk, by Tesla. This vehicle starts, you can't get it for this, but it starts at $61,240. Okay. Now,
and if you get the one with the bells and whistles and the leather seats,
you're close to 100,000. Okay. Now, his idea was, it looks, as it says, it looks like something some kid drew. Okay. Like in third grade. You know, this is a cool truck. Go Google Cybertruck while I do this. So there's this YouTuber who decided to test out the Wade mode. Now, that, when you think of the word wait, like you're wading through, you know, a stream or something like that. Okay. So okay. you want to pull up your pant legs and then walk through. Well, sure enough, that's exactly what the Tesla truck does. It pulls its body up so that its wheels will go down and it will stay that way for 30 minutes. This guy drove his $100,000 machine through these large blocks of water that have skewered the road after a storm. I didn't watch the end of the video, but it was kind of like, yeah, this didn't go well. Yeah. Okay. Dude, it's not a boat. It's a vehicle. It's got electric in there. You're an idiot. So I don't understand. I don't understand why people are like to piss away money like that. I don't get it.
Wait a minute. Starting at $87 a month or 0% APR with a firm. See,
870. Try that. More likely.
No, it says it's $87 a month because it says that it costs $19.95 to $24.95.
I think you're on the wrong page.
It says that this is the Tesla Cybertruck up invincible carbon fiber hood system with up invincible 50 LED light bed.
Okay, but if you want to get one now, if you walk into a dealership, it will be $60,000.
I got to tell you, I really have to tell you, it is just amazing to me because the price of cars themselves, regular cars, have gotten outrageous.
Yep.
I mean, it's like cars are now costing more than the first house I built.
That's correct.
Or bought.
That's right.
I lived in Southwest Philadelphia. I paid $77,000.
Yep.
And now that is a high grade regular car.
Yeah. That you take out on the road and, you know, possibly bang into people. It's great.
Yeah. I mean, it's just insane. And like I say, the thing of it is, oh, but of course, now that could lead us to another. Maybe I shouldn't reveal this because there's probably somebody listening. Mm-hmm. Look, if you make houses that can travel,
you know, again,
then it's like you can sell the house and the car and at least make $80,000 sound like something worth having.
Excuse me, isn't that what an RV is?
No, a house. This is another idea. Shut up,
Coach Cap.
Oh, shut up.
I'm sorry. And this came out. Germany now allows.
I'll tell you what it looks like. This car. It looks like Voltron.
Yeah, I told you. It looks like some kid drew it on the back of their notebook in third grade.
Yep. Put a little lightning streak on the side, man. That's Voltron.
There you go. All right. Now, did you hear what Germany just did?
What have they done now? Doggone it.
Unde wird bald der April 1st in Jahr. It's
Volkswagen. Yeah.
You may now legally smoke marijuana. In Germany. Now, here's the problem. You can have up to, they were saying like 20, 30 joints worth. It's like 30 grams with you. You can have as many as 60 at home. You can grow as many as three plants at home, but it's illegal for you to purchase it. So have at it. So...
Yeah, it's just another one of those really weird laws because, you know, in this country, again, you know, marijuana is for the most part legal, but you still can't put your money in the bank after you make it and sell it.
Nope. As a matter of fact, you have to, you know, where the place that I work, they want to set up a merchant account. I'm like, that's not going to be happening. I'm so sorry. You can't have a merchant account because you're moving money inside the United States of America. But
it's like, you know, all those ins and outs, man. When I get ready to do something really crooked, it's like, I know who I'm going to call.
There you go, baby. Yeah, they're all, it's all cash, all cash. All right. Well, you know what that music means? That means Freddie's bored to tears. Sorry, Freddie. What
hey,
else?
Like I say, but there, look, another hour done just that quickly. Gone.
I don't know
boom.
How that works.
Hi, I'm JD Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade Mason Show.
All right. Well, another week down, another week to go. All right.
Is
this
that
is our.
Another hour that you cannot get back.
That's right. This is our last episode, ladies and gentlemen. The very last episode.
For today,
this week, yeah. And we'll be back next week, but this is the last episode, the very, very last episode. This was it, number 357. That's it, last episode.
357, all right.
Remember that, the very last episode of the Slade and Mason Show. I mean, it's been great, JD. I want to thank you. It's been great. These 15 years or so, 357 shows. It's the greatest thing we ever did. I can't believe it. It's the last one.
Until next week. Say goodbye, Mr. Mason.
Goodbye, Mr. Mason. Say goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Do that outside. Bye, Ted.
We're out.
I should hit the button now so I'm not recording. Let's see. It's one of these buttons over here.
Oh, does Ted still listen to us?
Yes.
Good. That's what we like, loyalty.